up, everyone? I'm Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast, where we go behind the scenes of the challenge, spies, lies, and allies.
We are going to be joined by the star of this episode, Kyle, the pole wrestle man, Christy.
Absolutely. And star spelled backwards is rats. Oh, rats. It's going to be a good one. And we're going to be talking about his incredible pole wrestle, that insane satellite sabotage challenge, and the cell mix-up that changes the game.
I can't wait to get into this episode. All right, folks. It's that time. It's time for Time Bomb. That's a lot of times. I said that a lot, but it's okay because I don't have to do it today, and I'm really excited about it. But you know who does? My co-host, Tori. So, Tori, because it's the 37th season, you have 37 seconds to do your best to recap this week's episode. Are you ready?
They don't call me a rat
for nothing.
They don't call me Tori Time Bomb for nothing.
No one's ever
That's what they call me. Tori Time Bomb Mama. Let's go, baby. Woo!
Oh, my God. Three. Two. Yes. One.
Let's jump right into the episode. Did you see Emmanuel bite my butt on a GoPro? Because I totally did. Not only did I see it, I felt it. Then I snuggled with him and we tried to make a pizza in the bed. I don't know what was going on, but we're going to watch him twerk a little. Twerk you later. Going to keep going forward. Kyle Christie in the mission, messes it up, then goes into elimination, gets called out by Ed. Oh, shit. We're still talking. There's still a little bit more time left. Kyle goes into the elimination, pole wrestle, and kills it. And he's just looking at me like I'm crazy right now. I don't know. I'm waiting. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do the time bomb anymore.
Where did the ticks come from?
I don't want to do it again.
It happens again where you like seize out at the end.
I don't want to do it anymore. You saw my little legs quiver on that satellite.
First of all, that's I'd like to say my play of the day is Tori's inability to tell her legs to jump with the rest of her body.
Oh my God, it was so scary up there.
Yeah.
So scary.
Yeah, I loved that a lot of people said that they were scared, but the play of the day. I mean.
Dude, I gotta give it to Casey. She is the only girl in the entire world who did the satellite sabotage.
Not the entire world.
She's the only girl in the entire world who did that. That's something to be proud of. I gotta give it to Casey.
I think she also lacks like that weird fear thing.
She's incredible.
Like she works really well under pressure. Under pressure.
She does work well under pressure. She really is amazing. And you know, being on a team with her, it gives you way more insight into like how her mindset is right before a mission. The girl's a calm storm, and that is what makes her so incredible, really. So I got to give the play of the day to her. Dirtiest deed, I think, I don't know. Does it go to Kyle? I think so.
Well, you answered that question. You asked it and answered it for yourself. So I guess that's what it is.
Well, what do you think?
I mean, yeah, I don't really see... I don't know. Were him and Nelson like best friends? I mean, is it really the dirtiest deed?
I don't know.
No, I get why you think it's a dirty deed. I agree with
that.
I'm just trying to think if there's a dirtier deed.
Also jumping over and pulling the plug.
That's so Kyle though. Like not jump off, not jump, like just the feet. It's crazy because he doesn't seem like he's scared of anything, but you put people up 35, 45, a million, you know, feet in the air and it changes them.
It was a million feet, for sure. 100%. And that's why it was so scary.
Let's talk about this challenge.
All right.
Let's really talk about it.
It was called Satellite Sabotage. And I honestly felt like, have you ever looked up at your ceiling fan and thought, if I was a bug, would I jump to the other rafter of my ceiling fan?
No.
No? Okay. So that's what this challenge brought out in all of us. We looked at that thing and we were like, we're going to be bugs on a ceiling fan. Over water, and I promise you, and he said, this was the tallest I've ever done a heights over water challenge. I don't know why, but it was the most terrifying one I've ever done in my life. It was scary. And watching it on this show does not do it justice. Did you see Big T ragdoll? I mean, I'm sorry, I'm getting carried away, but.
Yeah, no, it's okay. You're having a little bit of a flashback, a little PTSD.
I guess...
Because I wasn't there, it does look different on TV, but I know what it's like to be up high, so it's never fun. The Bell one looked like it was a million feet high when we had to do that one. That one felt like it was 45 feet.
Okay, it was probably as high as that.
Well, that was terrifying. That was the worst one I've ever done.
On Dirty 30, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one was hard. I've actually never successfully done a jump from one platform to the other water challenge correctly ever in my life.
Oh, really?
Never. This is my biggest weakness is heights over water. It's my biggest
how
weakness.
How are we going to train for that?
No,
for
we're you? Not. We're just going to hope that.
One day get it? You got it? It's one day. This is the thing I think with, and it's not like I'm great at every heights over water. I've definitely taken some spills. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing I think that helps with that is you can't hesitate.
Yeah.
Because the minute you hesitate, those two legs behind you are not going to make it with you. Oh. The other thing I want to ask personally about this was how slippery was it?
By the time we got up there, very slippery. Because you can see everyone's spraying the satellite with these water hoses. So, and we're also spraying the other teams trying to knock them off. So by the time we got up there, it was wet. Not only that, they re-wet it. They got a crew to spray us while we were, like, right before we loaded up. So they wet it right before we went on. It was really intense. And I mean, let's start from the beginning real quick. Let's talk about CT. What an animal.
Like everything he has, I'll say one thing about him. He is a big dude,
mm-hmm.
but he is agile and he's a frog. And he was like magical twinkle toes. Like I've never seen anything like it. For his size to be that like agile, it's insane.
Legend has it the T in CT is for twinkle toes, because I agree. It is.
Yeah, he's so, it's like elegant almost.
Dude, and he's like, I'll go first, no big deal. I'll just like, lead the way for my team.
He did like the nutcracker up there.
What a captain, you know? And then like, obviously nobody gets it after that. I mean, Ed fell, Nelson fell, and then the girls pretty much jumped in.
Well, I think it's also an age and an experience thing. The age part is when you stop giving a shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know what, kids, I'll just go. Just relax. The experience thing is I've done this for so long that it's a job. And you get used to it, you know? So, and I just think he's really talented when it comes to jumping from one thing to the next. I've seen it. I mean, even jumping off 2 feet, he still can get great length. So,
yeah.
I mean, hats off to CT.
Yep. He carried it for Sapphire for sure. And then Ruby crushed it. Corey, great team captain, like led them through that workout. Incredible. And
well, that was hilarious at the beginning, though.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. Big T is hilarious.
She's like, I don't want to do it anymore. I'm tired.
Oh, my God. She's so funny. Not enough. But it's even so funny. She did great on this mission. Mm-hmm. Emmy made it further than every other girl except for Casey. Big T was the next girl in line. Like, those were the three top girls from today. And both of them, I mean, they killed it. So, Corey did really well. Logan did really well. Kyle literally could have done great.
Like, he's so long, he probably could have reached out with his toes and grabbed the plug.
I can't wait to have him on later in the episode because I want to know what actually was going through his head.
I'm scared. That's what was going through his head.
Yeah. Yeah, so Ruby did really well, and, like, we were pretty sure, like, if Kyle doesn't actually get DQ'd for this, they're going to win. Because by the time we went, I mean, you saw how quickly me, Nani, and Josh drop into the water.
Immediately. Yeah, see
ya. Immediately. Like, it was really, really hard, and it was super scary. And I think that all three of us were kind of like, oh, shit, like, we're just going to try our best. And while we were sitting up there, like, Casey and Devin and Emmanuel were just like, calm down. Like, you guys got this. We got this. I'm like, I don't got this. I don't know if any of you have seen me. I don't got this at all. I mean, Anissa, my butt was squeezed so tight up there. Did you see the butt clench?
That's why your legs were so close together.
I was clenching. I couldn't move my legs. I was clenching. It was like insane. I just knew it was going to be tough. But anyway, thankfully,
That's why you just got to go for it.
Well, that's what I did.
I know I'm saying that like I am this magical jumper, but you know, sometimes I've had to jump until I hit something and then fell and went careening into the water like Big T. Yeah. I've definitely ragdolled it in.
Can we talk about how good Devin did?
I mean, Devi, baby.
Do we think he's the Tom Brady of the challenge or no?
I mean, I think he's definitely hiding. Like, I think him and Logan are definitely downplaying certain things that they're good at.
I don't think Logan's downplaying anything. I think everyone knows. But I think people count Devin out because they think that he doesn't train. I mean, the guy doesn't work out ever, I don't think. He runs.
Well, no. Now he is, but he's not. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
He runs barefoot. Yeah, he likes to do barefoot hikes.
He's amazing.
I mean, Guys, if you can't tell, we're big, big Devin Dave Max fans.
Yeah.
And he did excellent, but he also is one of those more of the, he's more on the agile side. I mean, we saw him compete against Wes.
Yeah.
And we didn't know if that was going to, you know, work out for him, but he held his ground. He was super low to the ground. Like, he is really agile.
Yeah.
And I think that this is one of those things, if you were going to throw your body, you needed to know how to control it.
Yeah.
So
should we talk about how Emerald won two in a row now? We are the agency again, and now we have to make a decision, and Ed makes it so easy.
Yeah, Ed's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Shout out to Concha Hawken. Shout out to Tammy, Ed's mom.
Yeah, she made an appearance
Way to be tonight. Supportive. I think that Ed has the coolest attitude about this whole entire thing, that it's like you want to root for him, but then you're like, shit, I've known people longer.
Right.
But you want him to do well because he's a nice guy.
100%.
We don't get a lot of nice guys that are positive with like, okay, whatever outcome's going to come, or if I messed up, like, hey, I know I'm going in, I'm not going to blame people.
Mm-hmm.
I like that about him.
Yeah.
And I'm sad that he had to go in.
Yeah. But listen, he did it to himself. And like, I am curious, like, are Logan and Ed even still close? I mean, probably not. And I wonder if Ed regrets that move.
Yeah. You know, I don't ask them about their relationship because I hadn't seen this episode yet, but right. I may have to question them on it now.
Yeah. So not only does he nominate himself, he picks Kyle to go up in. And we're going to talk to Kyle more to really dive into this because
I know you want to talk to Kyle really bad, but you can't escape this question. I need to know what is going on with you and our stashy lover boy.
Oh, yeah.
I saw some familiar behavior on the show. I was like, God, looks like me, but with a mustache and a bowl cut and tattoos everywhere. And
like the named energy.
Emmanuel. Yeah, it totally did. I'm like, I totally would have been making pizza in bed with my feet. What is going on this episode? It starts with a little butt bite.
It does start with a little butt bite. Yeah. I don't know, dude. I'm crushing. You see me. I'm like, I'm happy. I'm just doing my thing. He's such a great guy. He's so much fun. Mm-hmm. Like, how can you not just love that energy? We're in such an intense environment, and he gets to, like, he puts in my extensions. He, like, makes himself look pretty. He looks amazing. And, like, just,
he's
like,
amazing.
He doesn't give a shit. And I just think it's the coolest attitude and energy and, like, really refreshing to see. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm just totally attracted to him. I think he's just, like, a stud.
You were like, I love that he's doing all these I really just want to bang him. That's what I mean by love his energy. No, he's great. He's such a snuggle bug. Mm-hmm. That pearl necklace of his, like, he just, his little sandals and socks, like, he is his own person. Mm-hmm. He does not care what you think about him. And I get why that is so attractive to you.
Yeah. Yeah. He's weird. You know? I mean, dude, you see us laying in bed making a, like, we're acting like the bed is a pizza dough. And we're like,
I know what you were doing. I would have done it too.
Like, I just can't believe we were doing that. I watch that back and I'm like, I don't remember doing that with him. But well, I guarantee you there was 100 more little moments that were just so weird.
Well,
like,
people don't know how weird and silly you are. And that's the part of you that I think that's why we're friends, because people don't get that about me either.
Yeah.
So when I saw it, I'm like, are we really being like that with somebody else? I wasn't really jealous.
Oh, my God, you were
but
jealous.
I was surprised. No, I was surprised that, like, you were showing yourself like that, which means that you're really comfortable. So that was cool.
Yeah. And he's so cute. Like, he would come up to me and ask me, he'd be like, can we have a sleepover tonight? And I'm like, yeah. Like, you're like little kids sleeping in a bunk bed.
I love your summer camp love.
Yeah. We called ourselves
little pizza posse.
We called ourselves, oh my God, it's coming full circle. Pizza. Mm-hmm. Oh,
it really is.
Oh no. Signs are everywhere. All right. Well, let's move on from this because I'm starting to blush.
What'd you call yourselves?
I don't. We called ourselves the bunk bugs because we were just like little love bugs in the bunk.
All right. I thought it was going to be much cooler than that.
All right. All right. Well, let's talk about Kyle.
I'm into it.
Let's get the pole wrestler schmeshler on the shiz. Okay. No. One more time.
Nope. No. The pole wrestler schmeshler on the schmearer.
All right, everybody, let's take a short break, and we're going to pause for our pole dancer friend, Kylie.
All right, folks, it is our favorite time of the podcast where we get to interview someone incredible, the pole wrestle master himself, our finest man from across the pond, and new father, Kyle Christie.
Yeah, pole wrestle champion, baby.
Yay, Kyle.
You really are, though.
I love wrestling poles off men.
How'd you get good at this, Kyle? Do you practice it in bars with, like, what do you do?
At the pub.
I keep super glue in my pocket. Have you not noticed that I never let go of the pole, even when TJ's like, Kyle, it's time to go home, back to the house. I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to take this pole with me, TJ.
My best part was, I mean, all these noises. I'm like, did Kyle die? Can Ed breathe? A lot of weird sound effects going on in this one. I mean, they really got into it.
Yeah.
They really turned your mics up for this one.
It didn't make the episode. I don't know if it made the episode or not, but I wish, I spoke to Ed when I was on top of him. And I said, please let go of the pole, Ed. Please let go of the pole.
You were just asking.
I was whispering it in his ear.
Oh my God.
Well, we missed that.
Oh, that would have been so funny. I wish they would have kept that in there.
The one thing we didn't miss, though, was you having that beautiful baby.
Woo!
Congrats on baby crew.
Thank you.
I'm happy you picked that name and not the other names that were on the list.
Yeah, Devin was on the list. Didn't you think about naming him Devin?
I wanted to call him Anissa, but little Anissa.
Dude, how is it being a dad? I know it was like a struggle to get you on the podcast. I'm sure your life has completely changed.
Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you. I did say that it was to do with the baby, why I'm late for the podcast, but I actually was asleep. And
thanks, Kyle.
Yeah, so I'll just clear that up for you.
Okay.
But no, it's I've been a dad now for 3-4 weeks. I don't know what everyone's complaining about. It's easy. It's
really?
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. These parents out there that are all like, oh, it's so hard to be a parent. So hard to be a parent. No, it's not hard to be a parent. You just need to get someone that does everything for you.
I was about to say, your parents and Vicky.
Yeah.
That's who's doing everything.
So Vicky's killing it. And is she like, and so she's basically raising two kids, you and crew.
Yeah, she's got two beautiful baby boys.
Dude, wait, can we talk about the fucking picture of your face on a baby?
It was amazing. It was
that
a bow.
Was so
amazing.
Funny. I can't.
It looks a spitting image of him.
Oh, God.
Well,
so
I think he looks more like Vicky.
Yeah, he does. Thank God.
She is a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Do you think that you're going to, if there's like a challenge in the future of like, you know, parents and kids edition, you're going to bring crew on? You and crew will battle.
Yeah, you'll be hilarious.
Yeah, you and crew will battle Corey and Ryder. Or Corey and Mila.
We'll get our ass kicked.
Yeah. No. Did you ever expect to be like fighting for your family on an episode of The Challenge? I feel like your story arc has changed dramatically since you first came on the show. I mean, you were a pirate hooker when you first came on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Like, I'm so mad I missed it. I could have had his first baby.
Oh, damn, Anissa.
Damn it. Oh, I wish I was on that season.
Oh, God.
Little Anissa.
It would have been cute.
So what is it like being like what is it like knowing that you've grown up on TV? And like, what kind of reaction are you getting from all your fans who saw you like originally on Jordy Shore, like partying like an animal, to now being like a dad?
I'm getting a better reaction now than I used to, because obviously I treat women terrible back in the past. But now I'm a fully fledged dad. I'm responsible. I am straight up. I'm not a liar, and I'm a great all-time guy to be around. So my story's guide's just changed from dickhead to ultimately trustworthy.
All right, let's just chill out on all these.
I'm using this podcast to promote myself.
We're working on Kyle's self-esteem right now, and changing his image.
Yeah, let's work on that image, and let's talk about your image in Satellite Sabotage. Because on this mission, I mean, what happened, Kyle? Did you panic? What was going on?
Well, I actually done more than everyone else. I jumped further. But I'll be honest with you. Sorry, you were up there. You've seen how high it was.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, I freaked out, and I just thought, hey, I'll be able to jump on top of you and make sure I definitely pull out a plug. Mm-hmm. And I was heartbroken, not because we didn't win, and it wasn't because we weren't in the whatever it's called. What's it called?
The agency? Tribunal. Agency. The
that's
tribunal.
It. Sorry,
my
I've
God,
done so many of these.
War of the Worlds 2?
Yeah. That was a flashback. But I was more concerned about like $3,000, you know, especially with like Big T on my team, Emmy, who like these newbie people that need that money. And that's what I was heartbroken about. Because I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, seeing you with a conscience.
It was heartbreaking.
I was really nice.
I don't think it showed it, but I was like, I was crying at the end of it, and Corey really pulled me out of it. I was like crying. I was like so heartbroken. Worst day on the challenge ever.
No, you could really see that you were upset about it.
Yeah, I was.
I mean, I thought he was going to nominate himself at deliberation. Then I was like, nah,
he's not that sorry. That would be very out of character.
I genuinely thought at first, I was like, yeah, you should probably nominate yourself. And I was like, I was going to go in there. I was going to nominate myself. And I was going to pick someone from Sapphire. Wasn't going to pick Corey because obviously I didn't want to screw him over twice in one day. So I was going to go in there, nominate myself. And then a little voice in the back of my head said to me, remember who you are. You should not nominate yourself. Yeah. You should try and worm your way out of this situation.
Think of what your grandfather said.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What would your grandfather think?
No, that was how... I mean, that came out of nowhere, but it was incredible. Because I believed you watching it. I was like... Oh my God, did his grandfather give him like these wise words? Like, did he call him last week?
Oh God.
No, he's been dead. So you talked to him from heaven and he said, take Nelson's thing.
It's just so weird because like, obviously my granddad died 7 years before I came on the challenge, but he was always one for looking ahead in life. He always could predict the future. And I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about at first. I was like, what? Who the hell's CT? What the hell's the challenge? And then now it makes complete sense.
Kyle, dude, I can't handle it. I think the way you handled everything about this episode was just epic. Because, you know, you do take, obviously, what you did while you were competing in the mission with Grace. And then when you get put into elimination, you kick sand on Ed. It's like, you didn't even get mad.
We did. Yeah, no. It's, I think, the first time where he just wasn't like, fuck you, I'm going to kill you, I hate you, and curse somebody out in your pre-elimination video and post after you win. Do you think Ed made a mistake by picking you and saving Logan?
Yes, he definitely made a mistake, but I was very confident in that game. Like, I've done that game 1,000 times before. I love competing in it, but when I got picked to go into elimination, as much as me and Corey were butting heads all season, I would have felt guilty if Corey got put down there, and I genuinely would have. So when it was between me and Corey and he picked me, I was like, oh, well. Because if I went, oh, screw you, you should have picked Corey, Corey could have turned around and be like, well, dude, I did a perfect in the challenge. You didn't. Why are you telling him to pick me?
Right.
But I was just like, screw it. You know, it's me or him. I don't blame Ed. That's the main thing. I just didn't blame him. Because it was a part of me that was like, save Corey.
Did you think at any point while you were wrestling Ed, like, he may get this? Like, were you afraid that you may not win?
Well, I wanted to give him it the whole time.
I hate you so much. I hate you.
I thought he's going to get this.
By the moans, I thought you were already giving it to him. But
stop.
No, he was. I just weathered the storm. That's what I had to do. I just had to weather the storm. I knew he was a big, strong guy. And he slammed me a lot more times than was put through. Like, he slammed me like a good 3, 4, maybe even 5 times. I can't remember. But
yeah,
he really kicked ass. He's a very, very strong competitor, and I just had to ride out the storm, and then I manipulated my body to use it against him. That's the main thing.
I know, people don't know how flexible you are.
Yeah, I'm a slippery eel.
Such a gangly man.
Yeah, it's he's goofy. I'm like, yeah, he's goofy, but he could probably put his feet behind his head, which you can also, that also means you have 4 arms now, you know, and I'm happy that, like, I mean, I love pole wrestle. That's my jam. But it's a tough one. You want to use every single thing.
Dude.
Yeah, we did.
But the other thing is Ed didn't realize that it was a pole wrestle. I mean, it looks like when we pulled up, you saw the pole in the middle, but we didn't. And so Ed asked TJ, he was like, can you tell me what the game is? Obviously, us vets, we have a pretty good idea what it's going to be. But we've pulled up to a ring before where it's just been like blindfold wrestling, like pulling patches off each other. So Ed didn't really know it was a pole to speak to that.
You guys didn't tell him?
Well, we didn't know because we also didn't know.
Oh, I thought you saw
it. There was no pole in the middle. There was nothing. So Ed also didn't know. He really didn't know what he was getting himself into. And I think when he realized it was a pole wrestle, he was like, oh, shit. Like, he's heard about the legend that Kyle is.
Oh, thank you, Tori.
Yeah, I mean, you heard me. I'm a big fan, Kyle. I was out there screaming like I'm your mom. I'm like, you have a kid at home. Fucking kill him, Kylie. Like, I like Ed. I felt bad. But I was like, I got to root for Kyle.
Yeah, it didn't seem like anybody felt that. Only one person was like, let's go, Ed.
Yeah.
Big T's so sweet. But Come on, Ed. You can do it.
Like, the vets have been riding with each other all season. And, like I said, I was so proud to be a vet because, like, Kyle went down there, got called out, and did what he did. And it's like, this is why we are vets. Like,
we've
put so much work into this show and just coming back season after season and, you know, taking L's, taking W's, whatever you want to call it. So that's why, like, you have to root for a vet if you're a vet.
Yeah, I felt that as well. It was like, I even said after, like, I said something about the Veteran Alliance, but It was nice to see the vets turn up and perform because we just had Ashley the week before turn up and perform against Priscilla. And it was just proven to them that this is why we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And to never count anybody out. You know, like, we don't all look like we can do certain things until we do them. I don't think we know what we can do until we do them, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of this shit is some things we've never seen before. But I think that it's fair to say now, if there's a pole or a ring in the sand, Kyle is not your man.
No.
Leave me alone.
Put on a t-shirt.
Leave me alone.
And leave my friend alone.
Yeah.
That's all.
Thank you, Anissa.
I mean, unless you want to go home, it's a good, it's an easy out.
Yeah. If you got to be home for something and Kyle's in there, just go on in.
I'll go down. Yeah. I'll win.
Dude, so what I really want to know, Kyle, is like you were green to the last deliberation the week Ashley went in. You're always talking about Emerald. And then all of a sudden, wha-pow, you pick Sapphire. Where the fuck did that come from? Like,
I did think about coming to Emerald, but I didn't want to mess up what you had going on, to be honest. Like, you guys really were together, and you've got to think that you were one of my number ones in there, Tori.
Yeah.
Devin was as well. You guys had it going on. And I like you two on that team because I knew as long as you and Devin were on that team, I'm completely safe because Josh and Casey aren't going to – they're going to side with the team and so will Nanny. So I was just like, you guys are over there. I'm safe. Why would I want to come over there?
Right.
Because then it means that if Ruby win, I'm definitely going in.
Right.
So I was like, I'm safe. I don't look towards – it sounds weird. I don't look towards winning. I look towards safety.
Mm-hmm,
I'm like a cockroach after a nuclear bomb goes off. I just want to survive.
I can't.
And I thought, as long as Tori and Devin are on that team, I'm safe.
Yeah.
And then I'll come over to Sapphire because I'm a big, as much as me and CT go head-to-head all the time, I'm a big CT guy. I think he's great, and I think he pulls it out the bag whenever he does anything. So I was like, yeah, give me some of that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I
wasn't
going to
stay on
you.
Ruby.
I don't blame. Well, yeah, I mean, clearly, you let Ruby know that you did not want to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it strategy or was it just like you were just letting it all out?
Well, at first I thought I could replace Ed and take that spot.
Right.
But then I realized that shit, I couldn't. So I went over.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Do you think that you and Corey like butt heads too much on Ruby, or do you think Nelson's going to be a better fit over there, or you don't care at all? You're just like, put me next to CT.
I don't care at all. Just put me next to CT. But I felt bad for Nelson, but me and Corey are just completely different players. And I don't even know why we butt heads so much this season. We just did. But I think Corey was happy to have me gone. We're completely different. Like, I like to joke around. I like to have a laugh, and he's there to win money, which I respect.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we just worked better on. He was happy. He came up to me straight after Corey came up to me and hugged me, and I hugged him. And I was just like, "Good move." And he was like, "Yeah, I'm good with that."
Yeah, I definitely think Corey was. A lot of people were scarred from double agents, and I think that just like changed people's made people a little bit more cautious. mm-hmm. about certain yeah. things. So I think that, you know, Corey got fucked over last season a lot. And I think that that's why he's a little bit more hesitant to, I think, be as trusting. But this yeah. is a, this is about you today, not about him. Mm-hmm. So because it's about you, I want to know if you could, out of the people that are left, pick your ideal team. And you can give it whatever color you want to. Who would be on that team?
How many players do I get?
Three girls, six? Three guys. Yeah.
Three girls, three guys. I would pick
Wait,
Tori.
One guy is you.
Yeah.
So.
Out of the players that are left?
Yeah. Yes, all of them.
Okay. So I'd take Tori. I'd take Casey. Who's the other ones? And then I would take... Oh, I'm deciding between...
Nani?
Yeah, I'm signed between Nani Ashley or... Yeah, I'm taking Big T for the giggles. I'm taking Big T. Yeah. Me and Big T work well together. We're awesome. I yeah. need someone there. You, Casey, Big T, and then me. CT, obviously. Yeah. And I would take Devin.
Yeah,
I
would take that'd Devin. Be interesting yeah. to have you three together.
I want to win. I want to win with my friends.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Aw. Do you prefer this team pair format ferret? Now? Or do you... What?
Do you pair ferret?
Do you... Pair, do you parfait... Do you parfait the team format? Or do you like working... Did you like working with Amanda?
I loved working with Amanda. I thought it was hilarious. Yeah. And we were completely safe. And everyone just left us alone. Yeah. So I was pretty bummed out with the team situation because then I was just in trouble the whole time.
Well, yeah, because you didn't jump off the thing. You were like, can I crawl down? I would have killed you. I would have pushed you into the water.
We would have made that.
We would have been doing. Awful on that.
Yeah. So I just yeah. want to go back to something that happened earlier in the season when we did that undercover comms mission, the one where you sabotaged Devin. Do you regret that or no?
Yeah, of course I regret it. Yeah. I just didn't know why I did it. I just, with Fessy and Esther, I told Esther not to put it in mine. I looked Esther in the eyes. I was like, don't put it in mine. Don't put it in mine.
Yeah.
And then, so I just didn't think we cared who won that early on the season. There were so many of us.
Yeah.
I felt really bad though because everyone started shouting at me, including Tori.
I know, we did.
Tori was like, I can't believe you did that. I was like, I can't believe you're giving our position away in the game, Tori, but whatever.
Yeah, I know.
You do you.
Dude, I do way too much pre-workout. I got to cut back on that shit. Yeah. I get way too hype.
Yeah, you get pretty intense at these challenges.
I was like, really I don't know intense. What's going on.
I wink.
I'll meet you in the kitchen, Kyle.
Oh, God. Okay, Kyle, listen, I know that you got to go. You have a baby out there in the world somewhere, probably running around doing some crazy shit in bars already. But we have one final question for you before you go. It's a question we ask everybody. So this season's obviously called Spies, Lies, and Allies. And from this episode specifically, you have to pick out the biggest spy, the biggest liar, and the biggest ally.
So what was it? Ally?
Spies, lies, and ally. So spy, liar, and an ally.
Ally, I'd pick you because you were just shouting for me. Yeah. Like, mom, you were awesome. Just shouting over and over. Liar, I'm going to pick Logan because he's like, oh, you are my best friend. You are my best friend. No, you've got too many best friends, Logan. You're a liar.
Yeah.
And spy. I would say Devin because we didn't know Devin could perform like that. And he's up in the air. Devin's great.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, no, not very good. Boom, pulled it out the water.
Yeah, he's incredible. Well,
kept it out the water.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, fucking Devin, man. He's a trooper. Well, Kyle, thank you so much. We absolutely love you. You're fucking hilarious. You're the only person that my dad laughs at when he watches the show. So thanks for making my dad smile.
Okay. And if anyone wants to head over to Death, Taxes, and Bananas, I'm co-hosting that. Screw you guys!
Not the Johnny Bananas shout-out!
I love you, Johnny!
Oh, no.
It's okay, because we can edit that out. Because this is our podcast.
So, no. Listen, girls, what time do you want me to take my pants off here? Because
well, you look like you're fucking naked here. Now.
Oh God.
We've been going around in circles.
What
here.
Are you
what
wearing?
Take my clothes off.
What? What are you wearing?
I've got
now?
Nothing on under here. I'm naked.
Oh, no, good. You're not. Good.
Don't edit any good. Of that out.
Why don't you take your pole somewhere else?
Kyle, where can people follow you, support you, send you, you know, things for the baby?
Mm-hmm. Well, they can follow me out of my house. I walk the dog twice a day. And if they want to follow me doing that, that is fair enough. But if you just want to keep up to date with me, that's Kyle C. G. Shaw on Instagram.
Yeah. Do you have OnlyFans you want to plug?
Plug? No.
Yeah. What's your OnlyFans, Anissa?
Oh my God, I can't. All right, Kyle, we love you. Get the hell out of here.
I miss you, Kyle. Thank
Bye.
You.
I love you.
Bye. We love you. Kyle, Christy, God, what a knight in shining armor. You know what I mean? If I'm stranded on an island, that's the guy I want there. If I spill my milk in a convenience store, that's the guy I want to hand me the paper towel.
He's never going to hand you the paper towels in the convenience store. Good. Are you talking about Kyle Christie? He already was outside. He's like, you're on your own, Tori. And that's why we love him.
Yeah, he's the best.
So I would like to know, is there anything you'd like to tell us from this episode that we didn't get to see?
Well, I kind of wanted to do something a little bit different for the Challenge Confidential this week.
Okay.
Next week is the Challenge's 500th episode ever. And we might have one of the biggest guests on the show that has ever joined us. So I don't want to say too much. I don't want to give it away. But make sure that you guys are tuning in.
Yes.
Because it's going to be an incredible episode of the challenge and an incredible episode of the podcast. And until then, Anissa, tell us where you want listener questions or where you want people to follow you or anything else you want to get from your fans.
You can find me and follow me at Anissa MTV. That's AnEESAMTV. Instagram is probably the only thing that I really use anymore. So
yeah.
Follow me there. Mm-hmm. Send me whatever you want.
Yeah.
Within reason. Tori, where can they find you and send you peppers for all the spice?
Yeah.
Did we already send you peppers?
Yeah, you already sent me peppers. I already got them.
Shit, I'm trying to send you all the spice.
How about pictures of a man? Well.
Oh, no. Oh my God, you're on your own there.
Don't send me anything, guys. You can follow me at Tori_Deal. Send listener questions in. If we have the opportunity to answer them in an episode, we definitely will. And make sure that you guys are watching new episodes of The Challenge, Spies, Lies, and Allies, every Wednesday.
And then go behind the scenes with us the next morning on MTV's official Challenge podcast.